And one other word I was just curious about, like in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, the hole that they refer to there, what does that mean? Do you know?
I don't think there is a hole. We've been there. There isn't
any. You didn't see any hole, huh?
There isn't any hole except a few bars and places like that.
Watering holes.
Watering holes, but that's about the extent of it. There really isn't a hole. I think it was just where people would go someplace and stay for a long time. He holed up in a given area. Don't you think maybe that's what it meant?
I think so. And this area up here, the high places up here that surround us would be called what?
Peaks? Mountains?
Mountains. Mountains. Now, something smaller than a mountain would be a what?
Hill.
Okay. Are there any hills in this area or just mountains?
Oh, we call this little area right out here a hill, Michigan Hill.
Okay.
And it's lower than Kenosha Pass.
Okay, which is a mountain. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, I was wondering the difference between a hill and a mountain, mm-hmm. and that's what I was curious. What is a draw?
A draw is a narrow opening between two mountains coming together, coming
and does down water in a
valley.
Run through
yes,
it?
Generally, probably can.
Is it the same thing as a gulch?
Yes, probably.
Okay. How about a gully?
About the same.
Okay.
A draw. A gully is maybe smaller.
Okay.
A gulch is not as large as a draw.
Okay. And have you ever heard him use the word arroyo?
Yes.
What is that?
I think of that as being in the southern areas, in southern plateaus, areas where it's cliffs on all sides and there is no out, you know. You have to...
Okay,
steep.
Pronounce it for me.
Arroyo.
Okay. Is it the same as a canyon? Would you say
arroyo? I wouldn't think so. It might be, but to me an arroyo is... I always picture it as having rock cliffs and hard places to get out of, and I can think of getting out of a canyon.
Okay. And a canyon would be something where water was, a river was maybe running
probably
through the bottom of it. Okay. It's just those words are real, it's kind of good to get a sense of what people in the area think about them. The water that runs through the rivers and streams here, does it run pretty fast?
In this area?
Yeah.
No.
Or is it pretty meandering?
Pretty mild.
I just wondered if you had any water that runs fast, what you would call that fast-moving water. Would you call it white water or rapids? Or
well, it's white water. You have, there is a little dab of rapids going down from Grant down to Bailey and down through that area. A little bit of where it rolls over the rocks and it gushes over the tops of things, rushes over the
You'd
top.
Call that rapids or white water?
I would call
water.
That white water.
Okay.
It's mild white water, small white water.
Okay. And do you have any waterfalls in this area?
I don't think so.
There are none in this
none
area.
None.
Okay. Yeah. This is such a beautiful green area. Just, you know, you were talking that it's semi-arid, but it seems to me that is there a big aquifer under here? Do you know? Is there an underground water system?
Well, we know that there is an underground system of sorts, but we don't know to what extent.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the people who fly over here and with their magnificent technology know just where it is. But I know that there's a spring of little cream, a little stream, underwater ground stream in my area.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can water my yard all day long and I never lose my water.
Mm.
The water level stays, pardon me.
It's okay.
The water level stays just about the same.
Mm.
But there are other wells in the area which have gone dry this year.
Mm.
So you have to be in a, and there are underground rivers and underground lakes. We know that over where the dredge is at Fair Play, that they ran into an underground river there.
Mm. Okay. All right. Let's